Okay, we are in Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, about 10 lines down. 10 lines down, Mem Hey Amid Aleph. So, says the Gemara like this: Bo Minei Rish Lakish Mirab Yechanan. Chitim Shezarin Bekarko Beitzim Shetachas Tanagelas Mahu. So the Shaila was, if you have wheat and you plant it in the ground, or you have eggs underneath a hen, Mahu. Mao, what is the shayla? Ki les leilav shimon muktzah hecha daleidachia biyadayim hecha daleidachia biyadayim islim muktzah. When do we say Rav Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah? It's only in a situation where you did not actively push off the item, push it away. But in a situation where you actively push away the item, maybe Rav Shimon will hold of muktzah in such a case. Oidilma leishna. Or perhaps we'll say leishna. And in these cases, Rav Shimon will also not hold of muktzah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's about, I don't know, 12 lines down. Shezarin bekarka va'adayin le'yishrishu ma'olilkait v'lechol. So the reason why Rashi says va'adayin le'yishrishu is because obviously if it's taken root, so then, for sure, it's off limits because it would involve an issa d'oraisa of kitsira to go ahead and take them. So Rashi says the case is it has yet to take root, and therefore it's possible in theory for you to go ahead and take them, and you can take these, this wheat which is raw, and the Gemara says in a few places that they would often just kind of nibble on raw wheat. So the question is, when you go ahead and you plant it in the ground, would we say that it becomes mukta or not? To which the Gemara responds, Amalei ein mukta lev shimen ela shemen shebener b'shah shehu deilek hoyo v'hukta l'mitzvasei. Some say v'hukta l'isurei. The only type of mukta which Rav Shimon holds of is shemen in the ner, so long as it is burning. And at this stage we think there's two reasons why. Because it was designated for its mitzvah, and it's designated for its iser. Let's just take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein muktzel Reb Shimon." Rashi's gears was bedover haroi, with something which is in theory fit for use. Ella b'shemen shebener, so it's oil in the lamp, in the lamp. B'shashu delik. It was designated for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. For the Isser of Kibuy. So in this stage, the Gemara is saying that the reason why it's mukta is because you have both reasons. It's Huktzala Mitzvah, and it's Huktzala Isser, so because of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, and because of the Isser Kibuy. Those are the two reasons why Reb Shimon holds of mukta. But in our case, where you have the wheat and you replant it in the ground, or the eggs under the tanagolis, that would not be mukta. So, practically, our kasha of a les lay hukta lemitzvasei. Do you mean to say that hukta lemitzvasei in and of itself is not sufficient grounds to create mukta? V'atani, we have a braisa. The braisa says sichacha kiel chasa v'itra. So if a person was masachich a sukkah properly, and then you beautify it with kramim sadinim hamatziyarim, with various ornaments, the talaba egezim afarsakin, shkedim remainim, when you put various types of nuts, and peaches, and almonds, and pomegranates, afachli shalanovim, and you put clusters of grapes, various types of other things to adorn it. The din is also a stopping man, Adam Utsoya Yom Tov Ahron. So it's also for you to be mistopic. You're not allowed to use any of these things until Motsoya Yom Tov Ahron. Why? Because it was designated for a mitzvah. So you see there's a musik of Huktzala Mitzvah. If something is Huktzala Mitzvah, then it's off limits. So why are you, Rabbi Yochanan, saying that the reason why the only time Rabbi Shimon holds a mukta is if there's two things, if it's Hoktzel and Mitzvasi, and it's Hoktzel Isuroi. You see from this price that Hoktzel and Mitzvasi by itself is sufficient. Vimhisna alein hakolafi tanoi. Whereas if a person made a tanai, Erev Sukkos, and they said, I don't intend to refrain from using the Noi Sukkah. I intend on using it, and I'm not designating it solely for the purpose of beautifying my Sukkah. I in fact intend on using it for my own purpose. So if he made a stipulation before Sukkos came in, then everything would be in accordance with his Tanai. But in the absence of such a stipulation, we would say that it's awesome. So there's a concept of Hoktzela Mitzvah. And in fact, Hoktzela Mitzvah is really the strongest form of Muktzah which there is. So why did you, Rabbi Yochanan, imply that the only type of Haktzah, the only type of Muktzah which would be strong enough, according to Shimon, is if it's Hoktzela Mitzvah and Hoktzela Isurai? We see Hoktzela Mitzvah is good enough. So, frag the Gemara, Mimayda Rav Shimoni, who says that this price that you quoted is Rav Shimon? Maybe it's going like Rav Yehuda. So, frag the Gemara, Mimayda Rav Shimoni, say to Tanya Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, came to Rav Yochanan, because Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said over a price in front of Rav Yochanan, Ein Neitlin Eitzim Min HaSukkah B'Yamtiv, Ela Min HaSamach La. So, we're discussing here Pesach or Shavuos. We're not discussing the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We're discussing a person has an outdoor hut. And it says in the Braisa, Ein Neitlin Eitzim Min HaSukkah, you're not allowed to remove wood from this outdoor sukkah, this outdoor hut, on Yom Tov, unless these are bits of wood which are on the outside, which are not part of the actual frame itself. Rav Shimon Mater. So let's take a look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says the Tani Rav Chiya, almost directly across the Tani Rav Chiya, Ein Neitlin Eitzim bePesach VaTzeres. So we're discussing Pesach and Sukkos, mi Sukkah Seil Tzel, from a Sukkah which is made for the sake of Tzel. Afilu Naflu, even if it fell down, Mishum Mukta, the Iskatzoi Machmesfiras Oyel BeYomtiv. Meaning to say, a person has a structure. They have an outdoor hut, and it's Pesach or it's Shavuos. So it was Huktzah, Machmes, the Iser, the Araisa, to be Seisera structure. So that means when the Yom Tov of Pesach or the Yom Tov of Shavuos came in, it was Oster for me to demolish this structure. So now that this structure has fallen down, we say migud iskatzoy lebein hashmoshes iskatzoy lekula yoyma, and therefore says the brayser ein edel neitz min hasukkah yom tov ella min hasamach la. What's that? Zog Rashi ella min hasamach la im samach chavilis eitzin eitzel doifna. If it happened to be that you placed bundles of wood in close proximity to the wall, like is a mukta. There's no muktzah on that. The daiti ilavei miasma lemishkalin olamachar. Meaning, in other words, if this is my structure over here, this is my sukkah, it's Pesach, it's Shavuos. So it's about the actual structure itself that I say that migud iskatzela ben hashmashes iskatzela kuliyoma. But if I happen to place bits of wood next to it, right next to it, in close proximity, even if it might be touching it, but there's not going to be a migudis gatsoi on the pieces of wood on the outside because it's not part of the actual integral structure itself. And therefore, there's not going to be an isistira. And therefore, if there's no isistira, obviously, there's not going to be a migudis gatsoi because it was never included in the isra in the first place. So says the Braisa that the only time you're allowed to take is from the wood which is min hasamach la, the Rabbi Shimon matir, and Rabbi Shimon allows you to even take the actual wood which made up of the structure. Says Rashi, Rabbi Shimon matir im nafla, if it fell. Because remember, once the sukkah has fallen, if we ask ourselves, why should I not be able to take the wood and use the wood? It's a great piece of wood, why can't I use it? The answer is because it was designated and set aside in the Bein HaShemashes period. So if you hold of Migadis Katsoi, that is going to compel me to refrain. And that's going to make me that I'm not allowed to use it. And I don't hold a Migadis Katsoi. And therefore, once it's fallen, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to use it. So Virbi Shimon Matar, Shimon Matars. However, it concludes the Braisa, and this is the Raya, Vishovin Besukas Hachag Bechag Shiasura. But if it's the Sukkah of Sukkos, where there's another issue to contend with. The issue that we have to contend with is that it was Hukta LeMitzvah Kol Shivas HaYomim. It's Hukta LeMitzvah Kol Shivas HaYomim. That's a different story. That's going to be Aser. So in Vishav Mesukas Hachag Bechag Shiasura, Vimishna Aleha Kol Avitnoi Al Koponim, what do you see? Let's just see the rationale. Veshavim besukas achag b'chag shuhuk tzel mitzvasa dimitzvasa kol shiva alma kol shas mitzvasa noyeg muktzah shalom. Therefore, what do you see? That so long as the mitzvah is relevant, and the mitzvah is clearly relevant all 7 days, it happens to be that my sukkah has fallen down, but at kama that I designated this wood to serve as the structure of my sukkah's mitzvah, so then there's a haktzor, and that type of haktzor, if Shimon holds of avogav delaki, is a stira. So we see, so again, going back to the original question. The original question was, if you take wheat and you plant it in the ground, you take an egg and you put it under a hen, does Rav Shimon hold of it? Is it going to be a muktzah? Is it not going to be a muktzah? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rav Shimon only holds of muktzah if there's two issues, if there's two things preventing me. Number one, hukta l'mitzvah, and number two, hukta of iser. For like the Gemara, when a hukta l'mitzvah in and of itself doesn't prevent me from taking it, you see from this brisa that if it hakol ma'idim, if it's sukkas chag b'chag, where it's hukta l'mitzvah, and Rav Shimon agrees that it's off limits. So you see that's good enough in and of itself. Says the Gemara, Ke'ein Shemen Shebener Kamrinan. This is what he meant to say. He meant to say if it's similar in nature to the oil which is inside the ner. That's what he meant to say. Ke'ein Shemen Shebener. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ke'ein Shemen Kamina. V'loi Mishum Iser. I never meant to say because of the element of Iser. Ela Mishum Mitzvah. The hoil de hukta le mitzvasi de Shabbos hukta le cholzman iser de leikasai. What causes the mukta iser over here? The fact that it's a hukta le mitzvah. So long as the iser remains, so long as it's a light, then it's mukta. V'lo yoyser de ein mitzvasi ele b'shas de leikasai u'mishikav ein be mitzvah. Avo b'sukkas achag mitzvasa kol shiva. So we're saying over here, this is the difference. The difference is, if we look at a ner which is lit, I light my candle Friday evening, I light it before Shabbos comes in, it's going to be lit for several hours. Once it's off, it's off. Meaning the mitzvah is only so long as it burns. But whereas when I have a sukkah, you might say the same thing. Well, the mitzvah of sukkah is only so long as I have a structure which is called a sukkah. Once it falls down, it falls down. And that says Rashi, no. I mean, you're right. So obviously, once the structure falls down, you're not able to fulfill your mitzvah. But the mitzvah applies all 7 days. And therefore, the haktzah, naturally, normally, is going to be a haktzah for all 7 days, unless you specifically articulated and specified otherwise. So that is the difference. So again, Sister Gemara says, Ke'ein Shemen Shebener Kamrinan, and that's what he meant to say. Hoyel v'hoktzel mitzvasei hoktzel isurei. So it's not two reasons, hoktzel mitzvasei and hoktzel isurei. It's one reason, hoyel v'hoktzel mitzvasei, therefore it's going to be muktzah. It's manami am Rav Chiba Abba am Rav Yechanan, ein muktzel Rav Shimon ala ke'ein Shemen Shebener b'shar shu doylek, hoyel v'hoktzel mitzvasei, therefore it will be hoktzel isurei. Full stop. Fine. So I'll go on and back to our original Shiloh we wanted to know about if you have the wheat and you replant it, or the egg and you place them under the tarnegolas, that in and of itself is not going to be enough to make an Isser Mukta according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayta, Amar Yehuda Mishmor, Ein Mukta of Shimon, Ela Grey Greys Vitzimukim, Bilvad. Again, we've mentioned already, we've already seen in the parak several types of Mukta, which Rav Shimon holds of. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Muktzah is -6 types of Muktzah, which Rav Shimon agrees to. And therefore, every time we need to understand when it says, Ella this, Ella that, it means this type of Muktzah is the only type he holds of in this type of category, but not necessarily that it's exclusive, unless we say it's Machlek Zamarayim. But Al-Kopanim says, the Gemara, Ein Muktzah of Shimon, Ella Grey Greys Fitzivukim Bovat. So this is a famous case that even Rav Shimon holds of, what are Gregris and Simukim? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says over here in the second to last small line, Ele Gregris Vitzimukim, Gregris are Te'enim, Shemala Legag Leyavshin. So these are figs. You take them up to the roof to dry. Now this line is important to Mishinishto Shama'at. Once you take the fresh figs and you put them up on the roof, and they're exposed to the blazing sun for a short period of time, Ein ru'im la'achila, ad she'is yabshu. In that interim period, they're simply inedible. V'chein tzimukim, danavim, and the same is true when it's transitioning from being a grape to a raisin. In the interim period, Rashi says it's inedible. So what actually happened in this case, if we were to ask ourselves, why would Rav Shimon agree to this type of muktzah? We would say, well, because it's Tarti L'Reisa. There's two problems with it. Number one, there was a Dchia B'Yodayim, meaning I, the owner, took something which was perfectly good, and I did something, and I pushed it off. And number two, it's actually inedible in the interim period. That's the way Rashi says. That's what the Gemara is saying. If you look at Tesis over here, Ela B'Gregis V'Tzimukim, Tesis says, B'Yushami Mefaresh Masriach in Bein Tayim, it's Masriach, V'Kivin Shemiskalkalin Kol Kach, Ein Daito L'Kachtam Achi Yisaknu Eitiv. So the one thing which we see from Tesis, which we didn't see in Rashi, any mention of, is his Das. Tesis says, that because they're going to be miskalkel, so he simply doesn't have das for it. Tosfos makes mention of the das, and that's the reason why Rav Shimon will hold that type of a muktzah. You mean to say literally Gregris and Simukim, nothing else? Otanya, you're eating your figs, you have some left over, what do you do? Had on the gag glasses from Gregris. Or the anavim, you're eating grapes, vayisir, and you have some left over. The hell on lagag glasses, man, simukin, to make raisins. The din is layechal adji yasmin. It's also for you to eat these until you are mazmin them, until you actually say, I would now like to eat these things, these raisins and these gregris. Says the braisa, v'chena ta'ayma ba farsikin. And the same applies with peaches, v'chavushim, and quinces, u'bishar kol mine peiros, and with all other types of fruit. The same thing applies. If you look at Rashi, three lines down in the big lines, v'chein ata oimer, and afrekt Rashi, v'avol gav dahanu hazu kol shaito, v'afilo nishtol leinis kalkalu. And I, Rashi, just told you that the only reason why Rav Shimon is made by Gregris and Tzimukim, the only reason why we say this din of Gregris and Tzimukim is because it's inedible. Miu hoyo vaktinu asiri. Nevertheless, the very fact that you're makta them is enough to ask to them. So why are you telling me that Rav Shimon only agrees to Gregris and Tzimukim because it's inedible? You see over here things which are edible. The very fact that you're makta them is sufficient. Now the Gemara says, who's this going like? Who is this going like? Mari. Elim Rabbi Yehuda. You want to tell me it's going like Rabbi Yehuda? Can be. Why would the Brisa need to tell me this according to Yehuda? There's no chiddush whatsoever. Because if even in a case where there's no active d'chiyah b'yodayim, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktzah, so Kol Shekin here, where he's actually proactively matcha b'yodayim. Elolav Rav Shimoni, so it must be that it's Rav Shimon, in which case have a kasha. You told me that the only type of muktzah, you Rav Yehuda Mishmuel told me, ein muktzah Rav Shimon, elagregus etzimukim, we see it applies to other types of fruit, even though they're edible. Even though they're edible. Says the Gemara name, Leolam Rav Yehuda. Really, it's Rav Yehuda. I, the kasha was, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, v'oichel etzrichalei. But nevertheless, I need to teach you this chiddush, meaning salke daita chamina. What was the case? What do the braises say? It says, haya oichel b'te'enim, haya oichel b'this, haya oichel b'that. He was in the middle of eating these fruit. So what do I need to do? What's the chiddush? Oichel etzrichalei, salke daita chamina kevin deka achil. The ozil, being that he was in the middle of eating, loyli by hazmana, he doesn't need to actually be mazmin them, prepare. He doesn't need to say, oh, the fruit which I was eating and I temporarily pushed aside, I would now like to eat it once again. You might have thought he doesn't need to be mazmin, because it's not that this was something which was up until now inedible. No, this was something which historically was already edible, and he was already partaking from this batch of fruit, and he's finished, he doesn't need it anymore, so he put it up to convert it into raisins. But you might have thought that because it already had a heter achila, it was roel achila, he doesn't need to be mazmin it, he doesn't need to kind of redesignate it and prepare it. Loyli boy hazmana, kamash malan, and Rabbi Yehuda gave in the haron legag, asuchi aschil daiti minayu. Being that he took it up to the rooftop, that's considered to be a hesek hadas, and therefore there's a requirement of hazmana. But really, you don't have a kash on Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and we will stick with our original statement of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, ein that ein muktzah of Shimon ella gregres hetzimukim bilvad. Good. Frag the Gemara, clear the Gemara, and you shaila. Vayminei Rav Shimon bar Rebbe me Rebbe. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked Rebbe the following. Patzilei tomorrow, Rebbe Shimon ma'o. Zok Rashi, patzilei tomorrow. Tomorim hanil katim kegan bishulam. So what's the case over here? You have dates which have been gathered, they've been harvested when they're not yet ripe. V'kunzim risam b'salam shayisim ilalavim. And you store them in lulav cases, so to speak, in the leaves of lulavim. It's kind of like they're ripen at home types of fruit. So you harvested them early, and you put them in the leaves of lulavim to ripen. So patzili tomorrow, Rabbi Shimon mahu. Zok Rashi, mahu lechom en koydem bishulam. Can you change your mind? Can you say, you know what? Even though I put them in the leaves of the lulavim to ripen, I've changed my mind and I want to have them al dente, I want to have them a bit raw. Me made the hand the muktzis hein kegregers fitzimukim alay. And you could hear possibly why, because number one, you would deicha biyadayim. You would deicha biyadayim, number one. And number two, they're not properly edible. So maybe Rav Shimon would agree in such a case. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Amalei ein muktzah Rav Shimon legregus v'tzimukim bilvad. So Rebbe said the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and he said, no, only gregus v'tzimukim bilvad. So asks the Gemara an interesting question. V'Rebbe lesli muktzah. So Rebbe, you seem to be quite quick to say that there's no mukta issue over here. For Rebbe Leslie mukta. So before we see the Hemshech of the Gemara, let's just understand the question. I mean, what is the question? Rebbe was asked to Shaila by his son Rebbe Shimon, what would Rebbe Shimon, as in Rebbe Shimon by Yochai, what would Rebbe Shimon say about Patzilei Tamara? And he responded, in Shitas Rebbe Shimon. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, Rebbe Leslie mukta? I mean, what do you want from Rebbe? Rebbe is just responding in Shitas Rebbe Shimon. So Rashi answers this kasha. Rashi says, "Rabbi Leslie Moktzek the Kosalka Daiter Midboy Minei Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, for the very fact that Rabbi Shimon Barabbi asked his father, what's pshat in Shittas Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Shimon hold about this case? Alma Avi Shmieli Navua the Rabbi Shimon Sfirlei." And it must be that he held, I don't know, let's say you go and you ask a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, what does Rav Moshe say about X? Meaning, why am I asking you? Because you're a Talmud of Rav Moshe, you're always naig like Rav Moshe, you follow the Psakim of Rav Moshe, and therefore I'm asking you, a Shaila, what would Rav Moshe say about the following din? So the only reason why Rebbe's son, Rav Shimon Rebbe, was asking Rebbe about Rav Shimon is because it must be that he understood that he held like Rav Shimon. So once the Gemara has established that, now the Gemara is able to ask this question, what for Rebbe less than Muktzah? Meaning, does Rebbe Taka hold like Rebbe Shimon, and he doesn't hold of the Rebbe Yehuda type of Muktzah? For Rebbe less than Muktzah, V'hotnan. We learned in a Mishnah, the Mishnah states, Ein mashkin v'sheikhtin es hamidbaryes. Avomashkin v'sheikhtin es habaisus. So let us explain. Here we're discussing Shechita. Now on Yom Tov, we know that one is allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. And we know that on Yom Tov, we learn out from a pasuk which is actually written by Pesach. It says, Ach asher ye'ach l'chol nefesh hu levada ye'asa l'chem. Eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. Now, which types of malachas are mutter on Yom Tov? So it's a machlek zvishenim. There are opinions which say every single malacha which has to do with Eichel Nefesh is mutter midiraisa on Yom Tov. There are some which are also midirabanan, right? For instance, you're not allowed to pluck an apple off a tree on Yom Tov. Aye, it's Eichel Nefesh. There it is, certain malachas are mutter midirabanan, certain asa. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say that there's an issadiraisa to do certain malachas. Some malachas are mutter, and some malachas are asa. But everyone agrees you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. And one of the, part of the rationale behind that is because freshly shechted meat tastes better than meat which was shechted a day ago or 2 days ago. And especially in former times where the way to preserve meat was that much more limited than what we have nowadays. So, al kapanim shechita is mutar Yom Tov. So the question is, which type of an animal can I shecht? Can I shecht an animal which is a domestic animal, which is on my farm? Or if I happen to chance upon a deer, and I don't know, let's say the deer trips, and it happens to fall into a trap, and there's no isser tzeda, can I shecht the deer? Can I shecht a wild animal, which is kosher, or only a domesticated farm animal? So says the Mishnah, in Mashkin v'shechtin es hamidbaryes, you're not allowed to give an animal to drink pre-shechita, which makes it easy to remove the skins of the animal. If an animal has drunk before shechita, it's easy to flay the skin. So in Mashkin v'shechtin es hamidbaryes, the animals which hang out in the midbar, which we'll see in a minute which they are, avo mashkin v'shechtin es habaisus. But the domesticated animals which hang around the house, you can. I mean, those are animals which you may shecht on Yom Tov. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Eilu en midbaryos, which animals are considered to be midbaryos, which are not allowed to shecht. So we have a machlekes. Kol sheyotzeis b'pesach, v'nichnaseis b'rivia. The animals which leave the domesticated area, Pesach time, which is the beginning of the spring, and they're okay throughout the summer months. They do their own thing. And they come back to the farm, Berivia, at the beginning of the rainy season, which Rashi says is in Cheshvan. Whereas the Baises are, Kol Sheyetzis V'royais, animals which go out to graze, even if it's Chutz L'Tchum, even if they go outside of the Tchum Shabbos, U'bo'ois V'lanis B'sechat Chum, but they come back in the evening, and they lie down for the evening back in the Tchum. That is the Tanakhama. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Eilu ve'eilu baisis hein. Both of those categories are considered to be animals which are Baisais and Armutab Vishita. The Ela Hain Midbarius, you want to know which type of an animal is considered to be Midbarius? So we say some of the gears of culture, Yotzais Varois, the animals which go out the aether into the pasture, the Ein Nechnasis Liyishav, they never come back to the civilization, to the Yishav, Loi B'meis Necham, or Loi B'meis Agishamim. They never come back. They're always out. So these are animals which are not found at all. So Al-Kopanim, you see that Rebbe, from the fact that Rebbe's saying that if you happen to stumble upon this type of an animal, that animal is called a Midbari animal. That animal is going to be Muktza. So you see that Rebbe holds of Muktza, because this is the type of Muktza that there's no real reason why I shouldn't be able to shecht it right now. It's there, it's accessible, it's available. But nevertheless, if I hold a Muktza, I'll say, no, this is not something which was on my radar, and therefore I'm not allowed to shecht it. So Al-Kopanim, you see that he holds of Muktza. That is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara a couple of answers. Ivoi tima, haninami, kegregris, vitzimuk, and damyan. So the first answer, which is a little bit difficult, is that midbarios are actually analogous to gregris and simukim. Meaning what gregris and simukim are to fruit, midbarios are to animals. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Ibo yisema, hani midbarios nami ke gregris dami. Why? Didachinu biodayim. Yesh terach lelech ulahavim. It's a little bit difficult to understand what this means. I mean, we said before, when we were explaining what's the pshat in Gregris and Tzimukim, we said, there's a dechia biyadayim, because you took perfectly good fruit, and you put it up on the roof, and it's inedible. Those two reasons. Rashi says, okay, you've got two reasons over here. What are the two reasons? Number one, dechia biyadayim. Where's the dechia biyadayim over here? In what way was I dechia this deer? I simply wasn't able to catch the deer. The deer never comes close to the farm, not in the winter, not in the summer. So, but in what way was I doicha the deer, or the giraffe, or whichever wild animal I'm talking about? What have I done? What does Rashi mean when he says that you would doicha biyadayim? Number one, it needs a little bit of a hazbar. The second reason is, the yesh terach leilech olahavim. And there's a great tircha to go and bring them. So obviously this is a different reason than Gregris and Simukim. Gregris and Simukim, we said the second reason was that it's inedible. But the Gemara in the first answer is saying, you also have, like a Gregris and Simukim, you've got two distinct reasons to say why it's off limits. And therefore Reb Shimon would agree, and therefore Rebbe over here would say, this is like Gregris and Simukim, and so on. So in other words, the first answer is saying, really, Rebbe Taka holds like Reb Shimon. And therefore, when you, my son, Reb Shimon Berebi, asked me, you asked me, what does Reb Shimon hold by Patsile Tamara? I said, he only holds of Gregris and Simukim. And I also hold like Reb Shimon. And don't ask me a kasha by Midbarius, because Midbarius are like Gregris and Simukim. That is answer number one. That's answer number one. Says the Gemara, second answer, Viboy Seimo. L'dvariv d'Rav Shimon kamalei, v'leilei svirlei. Meaning when Rebbe said what he said, he was only saying, what would Rav Shimon hold? He himself doesn't hold like Rav Shimon, which is what we said all along. Meaning where do you have a kasha on Rebbe from the fact that he's giving an answer for Rav Shimon? He's giving an answer in Shitas Rav Shimon, but he himself doesn't hold of it. Says Rashi, when he gave the answer, Patsili Tamara, it was only in Reb Shimon's world. But he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon, he holds like Reb Yehuda. That is the second answer. Third answer, meaning when Rebbe said what he said, Rebbe had an argument against the Rabbanan. Meaning to say like this. He told the Rabbanan the following. Lididi lesli muktza klal. I don't hold of muktza at all. Meaning I hold like Reb Shimon. And I don't hold of muktza. Abba lididchu. But according to you, that you are Reb Yehuda Yidin, you hold of muktza, you're in Reb Yehuda's camp, Ledivchu. Oidle me ask the heich of the yotzes bepesach v'nichnasas bereviyah devices minu. But even in your world that you hold something which is, there's a haktzah, it's off limits, it's going to be muktzah, but I would disagree, even l'shitascha, that clearly animals which come back, if an animal is a fair weather fan, and if it's pleasant weather, the animal goes away and it comes back when there's bad weather, why would you say that that animal is not considered to be baisis ninu? Rabbanan Amrulay light midbar yis ninu. So this third answer is saying that, yeah, Rebbe Taka holds like Shimon. He doesn't hold of Muksa. And that which he said in this Braisa, it was only Lidivrayim the Rabbanan Ka'amar. Fine, I'll go on him. So we had this Shaila, what would Rav Shimon hold of Patsile Tamara? And which Rebbe said, certainly in the world of Rav Shimon, when that Rebbe holds a Rav Shimon, he doesn't hold a Rav Shimon, but Lamais he answered within Rav Shimon, Dafka Gregris Tzimukim, the fact that they are not properly ripe in and of itself is insufficient. It's only going to be Gregris and Tzimukim, which are mamish inedible, Dafka B'yadayim, and it's not Reila Achila, it's Masriach, and so on. That's the only time he's going to hold of that type of Muktzah. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara Vayta, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Omru Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. They said the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Omru B'nei HaYeshiva. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying that B'nei Yeshiva said the Psak is like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara understands that Rabbi Yechanan himself holds the like Rabbi Shimon. Frag the Gemara, Miam Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, V'habay Mineya, Hu Saba Karuya, V'amila Saryua. There was a Saba from one of these places, either Karuya, Saryua, Mi Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, the Shaila, Kina, Shaltana, Goyles, Ma'u, L'tal Tule, B'Shabbos. So if you have a chicken coop, are you able to be metaltal it on Shabbos? So, some explain the Shaila, the Tzitzis Arash, over here. The Tzitzis Arash explains the Shaila like this. He says, Nira, dimi boilei ishari l'taltala l'tzeh gufay v'tzeh makaymai, kasha klisha malachta l'isser. So in other words, is this considered to be a klisha malachta l'isser? And there would at least be a heta tilto l'tzeh gufay makaymai. Or dilma, have your kemita sheyichta lamois vehiniach alamois, or perhaps this is going to be a much stronger form and type of mukta. It's like the case that we spoke about. If you had a bed and you designated it henceforth to be used as a money table, and you actually placed money on it, so would we say that this chicken coop is considered to be miyud achverak for chickens, sometimes live ones, sometimes dead ones, and therefore it's off limits for anything else? It's not going to be a regular klishim achal iser, it's going to be a much stronger type of mukta. So that is the shayla which they asked Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Lehi, and Rabbi Yechanan said to this particular Saba, he said, Klomos, the alo letana golem, meaning, of course, the function of this chicken coop is solely for Tarnagolim. Sagt Rashi, says Rashi, Hilga Havalei Malachtil Isser V'Osser Alme Islei Muktza. So therefore, this is going to be, I mean, Lashon of Rashi Malachtil Isser isn't such a strong Lashon the way we explained it in the Tesis of Rash, but certainly we're answering that. He holds of Mukta, meaning even though you have this Lul Shultana Golem, you have this Kina Shultana Golem, which in essence is just a box. It's a box, and perhaps you could use it for something else. And now you'd like to be metallical in it, and you'd like to store your cereal boxes in it. I don't know what. Meaning mitzad the classical type of Rabbi Yehuda Mukta, Rabbi Yehuda would answer it, and Rabbi Shimon would matter it. Because there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to use this right now. And nevertheless, he says, for sure this is going to be muktzah. So that you see that Shita's Rabbi Yochanan is, like Rabbi Yudah. He holds that it's Muktzah. He holds a Muktzah. Says the Gemara, no. We'll make a new Kimta in Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll say, Yachav Mayaskin, and the is Bey Ephrayach Meis. The case is, there was a dead chick inside this coop. Says Rashi, the is Bey Ephrayach Meis. V'lechazi lemeichel, it's inedible. Uleklavim nami lechazi, meaning it's inedible for human beings, it's inedible for dogs. V'yavol gav to Amrav Shimma, and mechatchan es nevel of naklavim, why should a dead chicken not be considered to be normal food for dogs? After Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to cut up a carcass and feed it to dogs, so why can't you do the same thing with a dead chick? That's only if you knew about it Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos, you have an animal which is on its last leg, and then it dies on Shabbos. So then we say you have das for it. You can carve it up and feed it to the dogs. Avol beria loy. But if you have a perfectly good animal where you had no reason to assume it was going to die, you cannot feed it to dogs if it happens to just drop dead. So therefore, it's not fit for humans, it's not fit for dogs, and therefore that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan said it's a problem. Meaning, really Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore when they said this statement, Amru, Halach Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing wrong with the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that, because he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. This particular situation, this case, is where there was an Ephrayach Meis, which was very healthy, Erev Shabbos, and now it's totally Muktzah. Says the Gemara Nicha, Lamar Bar Meimar, Mishmei the Rava, the Amar Meidahai Rabbi Shimon, Bebalechaim Shemesu Shasurim. According to Mar Bar Meimar's Pshat and Rava, who says that Rabbi Shimon agrees that perfectly healthy animals which died on Shabbos are osa, they're not fit even to feed the dogs, you've got a good answer. Ella lemar b'rei Rabbi Yosef mishmei the Rava, but according to a different Mesorah, Vidas Rava, according to mar b'rei Rabbi Yosef's Mesorah and Rava, the Omra chalak hayar Rabbi Shimon afila b'balechem shemesu shen mutarin, that he says in all cases, if you have an Avela, if you have a Balchai which died, even if it was alive, Erev Shabbos, still Rav Shimon says now it's perfectly good to be fed to the dogs. Ma'ik lemeimar. This answer does not help, doesn't work. Let's see the Rashi. Anich lemar, the Amar Meidai Rav Shimon Dav, or Gav the Amar Mechatchan and Lavin Lefnei Aklovim. But if they're healthy animals, shemesu she'asurin, so then you're right. Shabbat kataratzta. The Reb Shimon Gufele chazal eklovim. But according to the other pshat in Rava, ma'ik lemeimra chazal eklovim, we revert back to our original kasha that why do you say it's a problem? Harei. It is Raila Klavim, and therefore you see it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Yudah. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So says the Gemara, okay, we'll make a different Ukimta. Meaning again, really Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't hold of Muktzah. Why did he tell the Saba it's Muktzah? Because there is an egg which was laid on Shabbos. Oh, and Rav Shimon is made by Beit Sishnolda B'Shavis. Frag di Gemara, why do you say that? V'am Rav Nachman, man di isli mukta isli neilad, man di lesli mukta lesli neilad. After all, neilad is really a mukta type of din, and if you hold of mukta, you hold of the isli neilad. If you don't hold of mukta, you don't hold of the isli neilad. So that doesn't make sense either. Says the Gemara, okay. The islay beitza sefrayach. So we'll make an ukimta that there is a young chick still inside the egg. A young chick inside the egg is definitely not roy for anyone. It's not roy for a human being. Hasn't yet hatched. And it's not roi for a kalev, because it's still inside its shell, says Rashi. So being that it's still inside its shell, it's not roi for the kalev, it's not roi for human beings, and therefore, really, Rabbi Yochanan holds like a Shimon, he doesn't hold of Muktzah, but in this case, where it's totally inedible and so on, that's why he responded to the Saba, and that's why he said that it's going to be Aser. Now, Ki Aser Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, when he came along, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he said over B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan something totally different. Allah Rabbi Yudah, he said that Rabbi Yochanan said over that we pass in Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amalach Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yosef says, oh, now things make sense. Now things make sense for me. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Hainu da Amr Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Halach Rabbi Shimon. Now I understand why Rabbi Yochanan said Amru, they, the Bnei Yeshiva said Halach is like Rabbi Shimon. Amru, the Lele Sphirele. But he, Rabbi Yochanan himself, he does not agree with the Bnei Yeshiva, but rather he holds like Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yosef says, now I understand Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef, so Abai told his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, and he said, the At Loit, his brother, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudah, meaning you only now realize and understand Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yitzchak came along and said what he said, and had it not been for the edus of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, you wouldn't have concluded that yourself. Yeah? What do you mean? Rabbi Abba Rabasi, Rabbi Abba and Rabasi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. And Iklol be Rabbi Abba Demin Haifa. And they once went and they visited Rabbi Abba Demin Haifa. And what happened? V'nafel menarta al glima on the Rabasi, and a menorah fell on the garment of Rabasi. V'lei tiltala, and he wasn't metaltalit. My time, alam ishund Rabasi, tamid the Rabbi Yochanan avi, Rabbi Yochanan krebutis virlei, tis lemukta. So we know from other stories and other incidents that shitas Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yochanan holds the Rabbi Yudah. So why are you saying, oh, now the Rabbi Yitzchak came along, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef came along and said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Amru, but he himself holds like Rabbi Yudah, now you understand. But we've got other stories. We know from the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan that it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yudah. So that was the kasha which Abaya asked Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef defended his position. He said, no, that doesn't mean anything to me. You don't have any raya from that story. Amalei menarta ka amris. You ask me a kasha from a case of menorah. Main. Menarta shiny. Menorah is different. The amar of acha brim chanina amar of asi hara reish lakish patsidin be menorah hanitelas biyade achas mutter metaltala. If you have a menorah which is transported with one hand, you're allowed to be metaltalit. But if it can be moved with two hands, in other words, if you need two hands to move it specifically, then it's asala taltala. We'll come back and explain. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anu ein lano ela b'ner k'Rabbi Shimon. Avo menoira b'nitla b'yade achas, b'nitla b'shtei yadav, asala taltala. Rabbi Yochanan said, we, Emanuel ben Rabbi Shimon, we only know that Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't hold, which case of Ner does Rabbi Shimon matter? If it's a case of Mukta Machmas Mius. So we know in the case of Mukta Machmas Mius, Rabbi Shimon is Mekel. But Menorah, but if it's a case of Menorah, Bei Nitla Biyade Achaz, Bei Nitla Bishtei Yadav, Aser Letaltala. Now, let's just see Rashi over here before we see the Hamshech. Says the Gemara. Says Rashi, excuse me. B'shtei yodayim asa l'taltala. Kidim of first time l'kamei. We're going to explain in a minute. The lav l'taltuli avida. It's not made for tiltal. The adam kevela makam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anu Ein Lanu Shum Heter Betil Behilchus Tiltul Neiris. We do not have any heter when it comes to being metal from Neiris. Ella Benera Yashin Krib Shimon, the matter. If it's a Ner Yashin, a Ner which is made of Cheris, the matter, because he doesn't hold of Muktzimach Masmius. Avu Menorah, but other types of Menorah which were lit on this Shabbos. Hilgarilav mid Rabbi Yitzchak, had it not been for Rabbi Yitzchak's Eidus, saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Le'avi Yodana Le'i, I wouldn't necessarily know from this story that he didn't want to be metaltel the glima which had the menorah on it, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, like that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No, because even Rabbi Shimon holds that menorah is aser. Avol hashto, Yodana de Rabbi Yehuda's firlei bekulu. But now that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef came along with his edus, and he said that when Rabbi Yochanan said Amru alach Rabbi Shimon, it means Amru v'leilis firlei. Rabbi Yochanan really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now says Rashi, now v'hashti Yodana de Rabbi Yehuda's firlei bekulu. Barmi muktzamach mazmir is the ner yashin. Now I know that he actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda in all cases, with one exception of Muktzamach Masmius, there he would be Meikol. So therefore you, Abaye, don't have a cash on me, why I only, so to speak, woke up when I heard the Eidus of Rabbi Yitzchak, because you don't have any Raya from this case of Menorah. Now the Gemara explains what actually is the issue when it comes to Menorah. It says the Gemara, the time am I, what's that, the reason, Rab of Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tovayu, Hoyo v'odem kiver lamakim. The reason why it's mukta is because this is not something which people are metaltel, this is something which is supposed to remain in place, and because it remains in place, it's going to have a din of mukta. Something which remains in place, which is like we know, for instance, like let's say if you have a kli, if you have muktzamach meschisar and kiss, a person is makbid, that it stays in this place, it's not moved for other things unnecessarily. So the Gemara is saying a similar thing. This candelabra, this big menorah, there's a kviyas makam, and that's the reason why kviyas makam creates a muktzah. Frank the Gemara, is that so? I'm going to have balar b'yosef or akilas chasanim. If you have a canopy bed of chasanim, you don't move it around stam. You're allowed to spread it and make it on Shabbos, meaning there's no problem of a siyas oyel. And Rashi explains the reason why is because there isn't a tefach at the top, and therefore there's no problem of an oyel, because it's like that. That meaning in the top three tefachim, there isn't a tefach, it's not a tefach wide. So mutal in teisa, umutal afarka b'Shabbos. And you're allowed to take it apart on Shabbos. It's the type of thing which you don't move around unnecessarily. And nevertheless, we see that it's not mukta. So we say like this: Elam Rabbayo, or some say Elam Rabbi Abba, Bishel Chulyos. We're speaking over here of a menorah of Chulyos. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, Bishel Chulyos. B'menorah shel prakim. It's a menorah which is made of segments, of pieces. And that is mukta. Why is that mukta? Shema tipol, because perhaps it's going to fall, v'tisparek, and it'll break, v'yachzireno, and you will assemble it, v'nimtza oisekli. So the reason why a menorah, which a big menorah, is mukta, is because it's made of segments. It might fall apart, and the concern is you might reassemble it, and by doing so, there will be an issur of maket bepatish. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says is the reason why menorah was a problem. Freg the Gemara Tasha Iachi, my time at the Bishum Min Lakish to Shari. So, if so, what is the reason of Reish Lakish, who says that it's mutter? Says the Gemara, my chulyois ke'ein chulyois. We don't actually mean that it's made of segments of separate pieces, but rather it looks like it's made of pieces, meaning the ispachitki, there are grooves, and therefore it's got the appearance as if it's made of segments. So the Gemara is just going to wrap it up and explain. Let's just see a couple more lines, and then we'll explain. Hilkach. So it's like this. If you have a menorah of cholyos made of separate pieces, ben gedela ben ketana asur l'taltalo, you cannot be metaltal it. But why? Because it might break, and you might reassemble it, and if you reassemble it, there's an issa d'oraisa makom patish. Gedola nami d'ispachitki, if you have a big one, which is not made of separate pieces, but it's got grooves, and it's got the appearance that it's made of separate pieces, it's also going to be aser. Gzeira atu gedela d'cholyos. Because you make gzeira atu a case of one which is made of segments. The machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish is bektano the ispa chidki. If you have a small menorah, it's taken with one hand, so it's small. It's not made of separate pieces. It's got grooves. Mar sover gazrinen, umar sover le gazrinen. One says we make gzeira, and one says that we do not make gzeira. So if you look at Rashi directly across, Kipligi bektana the ispa chidki. The kuriyama yadi delam chulgis minu. Everyone knows there's no segments. So really it should be mutza to be metalto. The reason why one answers is gazrin and otu chulgis. So just to sum up what we said over here. So again, originally we thought that Rabbi Yochanan said, Omru halacha grib shimon. That Rabbi Yochanan holds like grib shimon and he doesn't hold a bakta. The Gemara asked the Kasha from the case of Maula Talto, Kinesh Altanagelis, and he said it's Osir. So we gave lots of attempts. We said there's an Efreyach Mace, and then we said there's a Beitza, and then we said there's a Beitza Efreyach, and so on. And then finally we said, you know what? Came along Rabbi Yitzchak and he said, nah, you've got it all wrong. Stop trying to be Miyashiv Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan holds of Mukta, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And when it said Omru, he meant to say the Bnei Yeshiva say that the Lach is like Rabbi Shimon. But I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold of Mukta. To which Abaya asked Rabbi Yosef, so why did you need the Eidus of Rabbi Yitzchak? Don't you know, isn't it Pashit to you that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? After all, there was a Maisa with the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. And he didn't want to move the menorah. So it must be because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. To which Rabbi Yosef said, nein. That's a different story. Everyone agrees if you've got a big menorah, it's a problem. There's a problem to be metaltal it. There is a local, small machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if you have a menorah which is held in one hand, which is small, and it's not made of separate pieces, there's a shaila that we say we make a gzeirah. Because it looks like do we make a gzeira otter one with chulyos, or do we not make a gzeira? Al kapanim, at this stage we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds of mukta. We'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara is going to ask on this, and the Gemara is going to ask kashas. The we have rayas that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't hold of mukta. So we'll pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.